In this week's parsha, we have a few very famous lines. One of them is what all Jewish fathers use to bless their sons every Shabbos. That to this very day, thousands of years later, when a Jew wants to bless his sons, he says, "Yisimcha lokim kafrayim uchem nashe." May Hashem make you like Ephraim and Manasseh. Okay, the Netziv asked the question here that Ephraim and Manasseh were doubtless very wonderful Jews. So were Yisachar and Zvulun, and so were Zerach and Peretz, and Chetzron and Chamol, and lots of other brothers. Why Davka do we bless our kids to be like Ephraim and Manasseh? And in past years, we've mentioned other answers to this. The Netziv says, because the other brothers, many of them were very similar. They did more or less the same thing. They stood for a certain derech, a certain mahalach. But Ephraim and Manasseh represented two very different kinds of success. Ephraim, Rashi says here, v'yesh omrim, Ephraim hoya rogel ufnei Yaakov b'talmud. What did Ephraim? He left Yosef's palace and he sat with Yaakov b'talmud. He sat, he was a Shiva bachar, he was by then Mestama and Avrich. He sat and learned all day. But Manasseh, that doesn't seem to be correct about. First of all, Ephraim was rogel ufnei Yaakov b'talmud, implying that Manasseh was with Yosef in the palace. And in Parshas Miketz, Kiyami Litzbin Osam, Rashi says, this is Manasseh. He worked as an interpreter in his father's court. Also, the first one will say that Isha Sheryl Beis Yosef was Manasseh. He was in charge. He was the minister, the home minister, as it were, in Yosef's government. And the Netziv says they both represent excellence. Ephraim was sad and learned Torah all day and shagged away. And Manasseh was Mekadosh Hashem by being out there in the world, involved in government, involved in politics, whatever it may be, as a Ben Torah. And we it says in Netziv, we say Yisimcha Lokim Ephraim V'chem Manasseh, Davka like Ephraim and Manasseh, because not one rule is necessarily good for everyone. You know, you have a kid. He talks about a kid is just born. How do you know how he's going to grow up? You can't say, oh, you should grow up and be an Avreich and learn Torah and your whole life for 60 years, because that's not right for everyone. That's not everyone's tafkid. That's what some people cut out for, not for others. We shouldn't say to him, oh, you should be successful. You should go out there in the world and be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim and be a leader. He goes communal leadership, right? You should be a communal leader and you should be involved in politics and you should be involved in business and help the Jewish people. Not everyone's cut out for that either. So I say, Ephraim and Manasseh, there are different models of how you can grow up. You can grow up like Ephraim and you can sit and learn and be Osek only in Ruchnis all day long. You can grow up like Manasseh and you could be Osek in Gashmis. You could be a general or you could be a minister and you could go and save the Jewish people. And everyone has to do what's right for them. And there are different drachim. There are different, not just different philosophical drachim, the same philosophy, but different personal tafkidim that Hashem has for everyone, depending on what talents and what kind of personality and what kochos he gave you. Says that's why when every kid starts out, we tell him, you don't have to fill one particular role. You don't have to be exactly like this in order for me to be proud of you, in order for you to be a bracha. Just like Yosef had two sons, and they were both founders of Klal Yisrael, and Yaakov used them both as examples as bracha, even though they fulfilled different roles in Klal Yisrael, you have to find the role in Klal Yisrael that is good for you. One interesting footnote, though, according to this Netziv, the Netziv himself points out, it just creates added layers of depth to the whole drama of Sikelis Yadav. Yaakov switched his hands. Even though Manasseh was older, Yaakov switched his hands. He put his right hand on Ephraim. Then Siv points out, he could have just switched Ephraim and Manasseh Lagamre. But no. He wanted Manasseh to be on his right, but Ephraim to get his right hand. Because in some ways, Manasseh was greater. And therefore, Manasseh was on his right. And in some ways, Ephraim was greater. Ephraim got his right hands. But ultimately, what does he say to Yosef? Ultimately, in the history of Am Yisrael, what's the core? What's going to ensure survival? What has to be our first priority through the generations? We have to have all the Jews doing each one Avodas Hashem in the way they're cut out for. But ultimately, the core, as Yehuda Shalach Lefanav Sechav, we read last week, Tak Misham Beis Talmud, ultimately the core has to be, we have to have a Masorah of learning Torah. We have to have the Torah learning. Without the Torah learning, the Gashmias is just going to become Gashmias. It'll be Gashmias, we'll assimilate into the Goyim. Without the Gashmias, the Torah learning will survive, but it'll be very, very difficult. And Klal Yisrael will not be able to succeed Kamosh Tzarich. Without the Torah learning, Klal Yisrael will be lost Lagamre. And therefore, even though there are different roles in Klal Yisrael, and every kid we have to be proud of what he does, ultimately we have to make sure, we have to know that ultimately the Torah is, Kim Chayinu V'Yarech Yomeinu, is the Yesod of what keeps Klal Yisrael going through the generations. Once we have that Torah learning, once we have the yeshivas, then everyone can do their thing and be influenced by Torah and be inspired by Torah and learn Torah and go out to the world and do what they need to do. But ultimately, you need that basis of Torah.